This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hour four of the G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. The 512 says, can we get a hockey segment about Stankoven? You're going to get entire hockey shows about the Dallas Stars and Stankoven and the way that they're going here with these youngsters doing what they did last night. This is exciting stuff because this Stars team has been building. They got a lot of good players. And now if you're going to have 20-year-olds step up and be stars, that will push them over the top. I see Stanley Cup championship, another parade in our future at this point.
Oh, parade? So you say parade?
That's right.
Parade?
Mardi Gras Broadus is ready to rock.
Let's go!
Just a matter of time. I don't know if it's this year or next, but I see glory for the Stars. Here's Zach Wolchuk with a little addition, football's finest.
Thank you, sir. A lot has been going on. The Buffalo Bills, of course, if you missed it, have made a lot.
Fire sale.
They're basically getting rid of everybody who makes a lot of money for them. Jordan Poyer, Tre'Davious White, safety and corner, just got released earlier today, and they've also released their center, Mitch Morse. Could Mitch Morse be an option?
I wonder if those guys will resign, less money, come back, Mitch Morse, which they maybe redo their deals, something like that.
Yeah, that could be. The team has saved nearly $30 million with these moves, so they're definitely trying to help out their salary cap situation. Their plan, though, is to move former Cowboy Connor McGovern to center this upcoming season. Huh. They also went ahead and signed David Edwards
maybe
to an extension.
Not gonna do anything with him.
So how about that? Connor Williams played center for the Dolphins. Now Connor McGovern probably going to play center for the Bills.
You know what? That might be one they regret. I don't think he has the flexibility or the bend to really be that type of a player.
We never really thought
that's the one thing Morse can do. He could get out on the when the Buffalo was running the ball on Dallas. He was rushing him on the second level and then playing on the edge. I don't know if McGovern can do it, play that way, if that's how they want to continue to run their offense, which I think they probably will.
That'll be interesting. But now Mitch Morse, that's a center that's available. Cowboys in need of a center. It's an upgrade over Biotish. We'll have to see if they have any interest there.
I would say yes.
Yeah, he's better than Biotish. Cool.
Yes. Yeah.
Go get him, Cowboys.
Go get him.
Thanks. Make something happen.
Yeah, maybe in another lifetime.
Maybe. Yeah, it's probably going to be too expensive. Dalton Schultz was on with Pat McAfee today, and this has kind of taken over Cowboys Twitter. We've got the audio as Dalton Schultz, of course, who just signed a new three-year deal with the Texans, left the Cowboys after getting franchise tag 2 years ago, was very productive, of course, with the Cowboys and last year with Houston. But Pat McAfee asked him the differences between the Cowboys and the Texans. Here was Dalton Schultz's answer.
The focus is just football, you know what I mean? And going back and like telling some people like how kind of being around the Cowboys, like practice facility and, you know, game day, describing some of the interactions and stuff that you see on a day-to-day basis, like surprised a lot of people. They're like, holy crap, like that actually happens like at a practice facility. And like, you know, it's just, you think it's normal, and then you come to a place like this.
Like what? You don't have to out anything, but like, what are you?
No, dude, it's just like, there's people literally going on tours while you're lifting in the weight room, and they've got like a one-way mirror for people to like look at. Like, it's literally, it's a zoo, dude. There's people tapping on the glass, like trying to get people's attention as they're doing, you know, power cleans or whatnot. And it's just, it's different. And I mean, that's the brand that they've built. That's, you know, that's what Jerry Jones likes. That's the way that they run things. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, you know, you don't realize like how many, you know, eyeballs and how how much that can maybe, you know, distract from, you know, stuff just in the locker room, being in the facility, until you go somewhere else and you're like, holy crap, like, dude, there's none of that. Like, this is, you know, also a really well-run organization in Houston. And I think that was one of the things that kind of scared me about, like, leaving Dallas the most, is like, I wasn't sure what another organization would kind of feel like. And dude, I got here and it was like, this place is a well-oiled machine.
And he did go on to say, I can't speak to how it was before he got there, because clearly Houston was not a well-oiled machine.
No.
Under Bill O'Brien, that thing kind of collapsed. But now the new culture that D'Amico Ryans has instilled there and Nick Caserio, their general manager, it does seem like they've turned a corner. But again, in an offseason where culture has really kind of been a big talking point, and Jerry Jones on his bus at the Combine said he does not see a culture issue, here is another former player that is just talking about the various distractions that you have in your workplace environment that you just don't have in other organizations.
Yeah, it's weird. And, you know, I don't think Jerry cares at all about this topic.
Either.
You know, he's just like, whatever. I mean, Mike McCarthy understands, which is funny because Mike McCarthy actually restricts the media access more than Jerry Jones restricts fan access. I mean, you're trying to work out, And somebody's looking at you through a two-way mirror, like it's a mirror on your side and they're looking at you and then like they're tapping on the glass. Like the first time that happened, I do believe the other 31 organizations, if a player complains about that, they're like, what are we doing, guys? This should not even be a thing.
They've kind of been doing that since like Valley Ranch days.
Yeah.
Like when the heydays of the Cowboys, I remember walking through the weight room while they were working out.
Yeah, and that's a really private area.
Yeah, it is private.
Yeah.
It is strange. They growled at us. The players did growl. You know, trying to scare us a little bit. We were young. But yeah, they've been doing that for a while.
Yeah, you know, and I think Jerry Jones understands the importance of that connection, that real-life connection with the community. You know, when they built the Star, he would talk about the high school football players practicing on the same field that the Cowboys did and how, you know, those sort of visceral experiences can, you know, really galvanize a team. And I think Jerry Jones is just genius at it. You know, he absolutely everything that he does in this department is right, and that's how they can still be so popular despite all of this failure as an actual competitive team. And it makes me more convinced than ever that they're just not going to get the job done until something very significantly changes with the ownership team.
And yeah, a lot of people texted in like, didn't Cole Beasley say the same thing about Buffalo? Yeah, he did. I think that Cheeto Ouzier said the same thing about Cincinnati. This is something that you have with the Cowboys that you don't have with other organizations. That's the difference. Some players are built to be able to, that's not a distraction for them. It's not a big deal, to your point. Others, maybe it is. Maybe it's something where the whole, you know, vibe of the Cowboys, they would like it to be more of your typical work environment where I'm not distracted by any of this stuff. I mean, I've seen like Patrick Walker, DallasCowboys.com, who does an excellent job. It's like, that's a cop out there from Schultz. Fans walk by the podcast studio. You know this, Brian. I mean, when we do
the show, today?
All the time, they're waving. We're still doing our show. It's not right. A big deal. But I do think, in a sense, I mean, it does kind of fall into the conversation of like, what is football the most important thing? Or is it the financial side of things? And I think there's benefits to your point there, but I do think this is kind of falls under the overarching umbrella of the Jones culture that is built here.
Yeah, and I think that's an important clarification because it really takes on the personality of Jerry Jones, and he's a guy that likes the attention. He's the guy that wants people to stop and be like, wow, look, there's Jerry Jones.
Right.
So in his perspective, his personality type, he's wide open for that kind of stuff. His day is made better.
Yeah.
There are a lot of other personality types that it's like, wow, that's really not fun for me at all. That's actually made my day less enjoyable now that while I'm in the middle of grinding and getting my job done, somebody's trying to get my attention. Like, great NBA players will put headphones on for an hour and a half before the game. Max Scherzer will go into don't even talk to me if you're a teammate mode. And these things are very important for players to get into whatever mental space they need to be in. Jerry Jones does not give you that right as an employee of his to control your own work environment.
Yeah, so. I think the thing, and I've done both. I've worked at the Star, and I've worked in, like, stadiums. You know, I've been, like, at the Vet, Lambeau Field, Jacksonville. The stadium environment is awful. It is. I would much rather work in an environment like what they have, Valley Ranch, separate, or what they do at the Star. The thing that got me at the Star And it was the only thing I understood about the tours. Those tour people do a great job. Like today I walked in, they moved a complete tour out of the way so I could get through. They're like, please, everybody step to the right, please. You know,
yeah, Brian Broaddus, big star here, former scout.
And I said, no, you don't have to. Really, I said that. But the thing about it is, you know, the only time that I ever felt really uncomfortable is when you sit down at lunch and people walk by and you're eating and they're walking by and you can hear them talking about you as they're walking by.
Okay.
You know, that was the only time. They do a pretty good job of kind of keeping the people away. I think that Dalton Schultz is being a little dramatic here.
Okay.
I understand he works in a stadium. He goes now into NRG Stadium and that's where he doesn't see the sun and he doesn't see anything. It's just, you know, it's meeting rooms. It's the locker room. He comes out, he goes home. You know, there's not people around. And you know, some people, you know, you just know as working for the Cowboys, that's part of what's going to be on the docket for the day. You know, that you're going to deal with people that are going to walk by while you're having lunch.
You think it's a constant reminder, though, that, you know, this just, it's a business operation?
I think what Jerry Jones does with those tours is he tries to give fans that up close personal feel.
Yeah.
Now, maybe this is how he gets them. You know, he doesn't, you know, the when you look at how the fan base is so strong about their love for the team, mm-hmm. it's because Jerry does give them that 2 feet away from Dak Prescott or right there next to CeeDee Lamb. You know, you get that feel. Oh, wait, there's Mike McCarthy. Oh, there's Jerry Jones. I've seen Jerry Jones start walking with a tour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what he does with the tours, he's got fans, families that go on these tours. Got young kids.
Right.
Got young kids that stop and get their pictures by the Super Bowl trophies, or mm-hmm. they get to see the locker room, or that's what he's doing. He's cultivating a new fan base.
Which I do think is brilliant, and that goes to his business side of things.
Yeah.
I do wonder if there's a better way to do it.
Well, he's trying to sell the star complex.
And
because
he has every right to do that.
He's got all those shops in that star district.
And it's badass
there. What do those people do when they leave? They go to lunch. They go to somewhere in the star.
It's a great point.
Yeah.
I would just wonder if maybe
he's got to sell that to the people who are paying rent to be at the star.
But maybe there's a way to schedule your tours when it's not during the player's time to be in the facility.
They don't. Those people don't get anywhere near the field or anywhere near those players when practice or anything is going on. I do think Dalton Schultz is being a little dramatic myself.
And I
nobody's banging on the glass. You bang on that glass,
you're getting escorted out.
They're taking you out of there.
And there's a lot of people that agree with you that Dalton Schultz. I mean, he just signed a deal with the Texans. Yeah.
I've been to Buffalo's facility.
Buffalo's
facility was just as bad as Philadelphia at the Vet.
Oh, I'm sure.
I wouldn't wish anything at Buffalo or the Vet on anybody that's playing professional football.
It is
Cincinnati.
Anybody like, you know, Awuzie and Cole Beasley, there's no chance that Buffalo and Cincinnati have better facilities than the Cowboys. I think that's focusing on the wrong point. The point is to focus on football and the distractions that come with being a Dallas Cowboy. Those distractions are put in place because of everything we're talking about, because of who's running the team.
Yeah,
it's constant distractions. Is that an issue? Yes, I think so. The constant distractions are an issue. I think maybe the example that he gave isn't the best one. But I think a notable thing, and I think what Brian's thinking about here as well, is that these guys have been fired by your team, you know?
Yeah.
So that's essentially what it is.
They have an axe to grind.
I'm going to look for bad things to say about companies that fire me.
That's fair.
That's where, you know, to me, I could see where Dalton Schultz, they offered Dalton Schultz a decent contract. Similar to what he's making right now.
I think they offered him more than what he ended up getting tagged.
But he's like, oh, well, hey. The only time I ever felt uncomfortable, and I mentioned that, was when the lunchtime thing.
Fair enough.
Other than that, it is not an issue. It is not an issue.
Cowboys did re-sign. You brought this up earlier. I don't think they have a one tech on the roster.
They don't.
They re-signed Carl Davis, who I guess technically qualifies as a one tech.
He was not very good.
He didn't even start last year. He was on the practice squad.
Yeah. Well, he played in some games.
He played. I think he did play in a game or two.
He has no range at all.
Slow.
Big guy, slow.
Yes. Very heavy-footed.
Yeah.
There's no question, no doubt about that.
Yeah, my father would call you slew-footed.
Slew-footed.
Yeah. My brother's slew-footed.
The other thing here, we got the dominoes that are now coming out of the Alabama coaching search. Now, Nick Saban did talk today, and he talked about why he left. He said, I thought we could have a hell of a team next year. Then maybe 70 or 80% of the players you talk to, all they want to know is two things.
Money.
What assurances do I have that I'm going to play because they're thinking about transferring?
Right.
And how much are you going to pay me?
There you go.
Our program here was always built on how much value can we create for your future and your personal development, academic success in graduating and developing an NFL career on the field. So I'm saying to myself, maybe this doesn't work anymore, that the goals and aspirations are just different and that it's all about how much money can I make as a college player.
Yep.
I'm not saying that's bad. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying that's never been what we're all about, and it's not why we had success through the years.
And that's why Chip Kelly left UCLA.
Yeah.
It became to the point where as a head coach, you have to deal with that. You're almost like a financial advisor. Like you're trying to like promise kids this and do that. And Chip Kelly said, I ain't coaching anymore. I'm not coach. That's why he goes and takes a coordinator job, because he didn't have to worry about that anymore. You know, you go to Ohio State where they have great wide receivers. A quarterback's going to transfer to you. You got a running game you could deal with. Yeah. Being an assistant coach ain't a bad gig.
No.
Six figures. But when you have to become the guy that's making sure that all your players are paid, and I'm not against the paying the players. I did it in the 70s. But to me, this is he, Coach Saban's right.
Yeah,
it's a hard way to do your business now.
Well, it was fascinating because Kalen DeBoer got that job from Washington to Bama, but now there's
like the third choice.
Yeah, there's inside. Well, I don't know if that was the case, but they were very close to hiring Mike Norvell from Florida State.
Yep.
So there was also serious discussions with Norvell on the same day that they hired DeBoer.
Yep.
In fact, in the wee hours of that Friday morning, Florida State officials were scared that Norvell was close to trading FSU Garnett for Alabama Crimson.
Yeah.
Sources told ESPN that Florida State was poised to move quickly. If indeed Norvell had a left, they would have gone and gotten Lane Kiffin from Ole Miss.
Yeah,
it was just amazing, the head coaching dominoes that were ready to fall there.
It's put it all on the coach's plate. You know, they really just need to get a system in place where all of that business side of it, because that is what it is, can be handled by the university.
Well, it's what Jimmy Sexton, who's the agent for all these coaches,
yeah,
he was running the game.
Yeah.
Sexton was getting guys. He got the guy at Texas got an extension.
Sark.
The guy at Florida State got an extension. The guy went from Washington. Yeah. He got his guy hired at Alabama from Washington. So, yeah, I mean, it's Jimmy Sexton was running the game. He completely had control of all the dominoes, and he got every one of his guys an extension because of what happened at Alabama. Every one of them.
Crazy. There's your football's finest.
Thank you, Woolchuck. I love it. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Robust sports conversations continue. We'll hit the expressway and take you commercial-free to the top. Coming up next, it's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, buddies, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation. Time now for the Expressway. We are fixing to go commercial-free all the way to the top. We do it every weekday night at this time. Hope you're having a great day. Thanks for making us a part of yours. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And the Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. A lot of big stuff happening today in the world of sports. We've been talking about it all with you. Rangers played to a tie, by the way, in their spring training game against the Rockies. Had some fun things happen, including Adolis Garcia making his spring debut, and he went yard. He hit a bombski. Okay, I'm going to do this here at the top of this segment. The sexual assault lawsuit against Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones delayed ahead of this month's expected trial. The lawsuit initially filed in September before being dismissed and reopened was filed by a South Carolina woman who alleges Jones kissed her on the mouth and groped her without her consent in the Tom Landry Room at AT&T Stadium back in 2018. Mr. Jones' testimony will be that he does not remember this woman at all. He doesn't remember the pictures he was shown of him posing with the plaintiff and obviously vehemently denies that ever in front of the media, his family and all these kids grabbing the woman and groping her, the defense attorney Levi McCathern is saying here in the story in the morning news.
Yeah, he's the Cowboys attorney.
Affidavit previously filed in the case, Jones said if deposed, he would testify he does not recall meeting the woman, and he said that he did not assault her in any way, called the allegations categorically false. So I believe that means he's going with the Ronnie Reagan defense.
Yeah, there you
just
go.
Don't recall.
And Lucius, appreciate you leading with that with the top and not into LA Live.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
I want to adjust the strategy there a little bit.
Poor Lucius became the new Bobby over. Belt there. You, and remember every time you brought Bobby on?
Yeah, yeah, oh yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, so Dawson's yeah. special, bro. Yeah. Keep you on your toes. It was make you a great broadcaster when it's over with.
Yeah. Trial by fire. And I explained at the time that, you know, my news director, Paul Hansen, said, it's Paul Hansen, KVAN 1550, by the way, small radio station in rural Southwest Washington. He was an interesting boss, and he'd kind of washed out as a TV newsman. He had some incredible stories of coming back from lunch after drinking and smoking and just having a ball, you know. TV in the 70s and 80s was like radio in the 70s and 80s, just flat out insane. Yeah. But anyway, he said, yeah, if you got something like uncomfortable in any way, maybe it's kind of gross, like the Jerry Jones story, or maybe it's sad, or maybe, you know, there's another reason that you want to think that we got to get out of here, put it at the end of the segment. So I do, so then you're throwing to break. But it trips me up when I got to throw to something else.
Yeah.
It's taking me too damn long to realize maybe.
Hey, man, don't change, bro. Stay who you are, bro.
Thank you. Yeah.
Stay authentic.
Dog fell into a deep man. Hole. Yeah. Lucius on LA Live.
Let's go to LA Live right here in the Bim Cup.
Paul Hansen. Paul Hansen.
Take it away.
The kind of boss, though, that you really wanted to fight, you know? And then, like 10 years later, you see him on Facebook and you're like, hey, brother, thanks for the opportunity. I can't believe I wanted to kill you so much.
Paul Hansen was his name?
Paul Hansen. And he was a hell of an announcer. But anyway, it's time to laugh at the misfortune of our rivals. The Washington Commanders are still idiots. It appears their GM, Adam Peters, does not know how to build teams. Zach Ertz gets 1 year and $5 million to go be their tight end. He's been washed up for 3 years, Brian.
I think
he's
so.
Not worth league men.
I'll tell you what, man, that's a bad start for them right there.
This is Witten to the Raiders.
Good start.
Yes.
Good start for everybody else in the division. But no, you watch him play, he's not the same player, and he doesn't move as well, and he catch the ball, he doesn't block very well. So yeah, this was a questionable one for sure.
Yeah, it's like when Witten got to the Raiders, they were like, how the hell were the Cowboys throwing you the ball 100 times a year, dude?
Yeah.
You know, you know, congratulations on extending your career, but it's time to move on. And I think maybe, you know, the Raiders, Arizona, Washington, equally inept, you know, over the test of time. The Cowboys dabble in those waters when it comes to falling in love with their own players. Those other organizations just do it because, you know, they're clueless. But, you know, the Cowboys, they love those stars. Tony Pollard, speaking of stars, is he going to stick around with the Cowboys? Do they love him enough to say, man, we really need to keep TP for maybe a sixth season? Pollard saying today in the morning news, he is willing to play for less. And I think it's an interesting idea. It's a similar situation to Zeke last year, where the guy knows your offense. He's a good pass protector. He's not a threat to take it to the house like he once was, which happened very suddenly for Tony Pollard. I guess there's an outside chance that dynamic athleticism comes back next year after a full year removed from the leg surgery. But I don't know what the number is that I would be happy to have Tony Pollard back. I want them to do something else that we don't know of. The only mystery in there with Pollard is that maybe late in the year when he was actually making a couple guys miss on his way to under 4 yards per attempt, but at least the metrics inside the yards per attempt suggested he could be better. But still, there were right. No breakout games. There were no breakout runs from Pollard. So
no.
I want the unknown more than what we have established. I think the number at which I'd be like, okay, cool, is $2 million or less.
Yeah, but you're also asking coaches to do something that they're not comfortable doing. And that's go for the unknown.
Yeah, coaches, I guess the unknown guy would be the rookie.
No,
the draft pick.
No, the unknown guy would be go out and get one of these. This is the best free agent class we've ever seen with a running back
group. And Stephen Jones doesn't like doing that either.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, yeah. To me,
well, I don't. Really
they would rather. They would rather give Tony Pollard instead of going out and trying something different.
Trying to go get, you know, Barkley or Foreman or
somebody,
you know, Devin Singletary, Jacobs, Zach Moss,
yeah, maybe Josh Henry. And maybe the safe thing to do would be the right thing to do. You know, if Pollard, I mean, how low is Pollard willing to come after a $10 million year?
Let me tell you this. If I'm Mike McCarthy, I am raising hell right now. I'm raising hell because I'm listening. Okay, you want to keep playing this way? My job's on the line. I'd be raising hell. Like, let's go get one of these backs. Let's go get one of these centers. Let's go get a corner. Let's go get somebody. Yeah. You know, I'd be raising hell if I was him.
Jerry will tell him to go coach him up.
Yeah, you go. You know, you want to hang me out and make me. I've won 36 games in 3 years.
Yeah, got we'll let your left tackle go.
Exactly. You know, I would be raising hell if I was him. Fine, go ahead and fire me then. You know, if that's what you want to do, you're not helping me right now.
Mike McCarthy has to know this is going to be his last year at this point. You're looking at free agency.
And he
start.
Might be totally comfortable with it.
Maybe
too.
He is, but then he should be raising hell.
He's like, listen, I did all I could for you guys. He resuscitated his career, to be honest with you. I've said this before. They'd be throwing a parade for him in Atlanta right now. Carolina, Arizona, these places that don't win.
Yeah.
They'd be throwing him a parade for a guy that coaching like this, you know, getting the wins that he has. So, yeah, he's probably thinking, well, if I can get fired here, you know, maybe I go back to the farm and in Wisconsin, whatever. Or maybe I get another job someplace where they probably appreciate me a little more.
I mean, you might want to try Las Vegas or Washington where bad decisions are made. Yeah. I don't know how many good teams would be looking at Mike McCarthy right now as a decision maker, but you're right. He extended his career.
He did.
Got another $25 million to retire with.
He sure did.
And, yeah, if I'm the, you know, the coaching staff over there, I'm like, guys, we had a horrible draft, and now we're not spending any money in free agency. We're letting good players go. The writing is on the wall. We need to make sure we enjoy this.
We don't have enough picks to fill all these needs, so they're going to have to spend some money in free agency on some positions, whether it's linebacker, whether it's defensive tackle, whether it's another corner. You're right now, unless your plan is to trade down and recoup some picks, you don't have enough in the top 100 to really make any damage happen.
I'll tell you what, man, I'm trying to get you guys to do that pick swap with Minnesota.
I'm in on the pick swap for Minnesota, but that's still only one pick.
But it gets me a
player.
Gets
me a better player.
It gets me two players in the top 42.
It does.
It gives me a chance.
But I think they're going to need some more picks if their plan is to not spend any money in free agency.
Oh no,
you think we could fill all these needs?
No, hell no.
Maybe they saw that coming and that's why they got Trey Lance in anticipation that they could flip him here at this draft for a better pick.
And that's smart. Yeah, you know, that's one of the things where I like the move because you could possibly do that. But, man,
Oof.
Broaddus has been studying players as they get released, and the Bills had another big batch of them today, including the safety Jordan Poyer and three other
impact players.
I'll carry
some guys. We'll get some more. I'll look at their guys tonight.
I mean, there's a lot of options, but I don't think the Cowboys are going to spend money on anybody we've heard of.
But you might
as
well know about
Brian's heard of them. You guys have heard of them.
But it's not household names.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's going to be all like $3 million and under, and it will total about $10 or $12 million just to fill out the roster with replacement level guys. Or worse, you know, that's what I anticipate. It's going to be a 2-year salary cap adjustment from the Cowboys as they let players go, get back under the cap, and we'll see, you know, what they can do in 2026. Hopefully they have two amazing drafts between now and then to hopefully put them back on the path. It's been a glorious decade. From 2014 to 2023, the Cowboys were on the doorstep of a championship, but never once did they decide to make an aggressive move towards accomplishing that mission. They thought that eventually it would pay off if they could just make the playoffs most years. And by the end of the decade, they made the playoffs 3 years in a row with a 12-win team. And I don't think anybody in here or in the audience believes they were actually ever that close. Okay, the Mavs might be getting close. The Stars are definitely close, and the Rangers just got it done. So there is a lot of exciting sports stuff to talk about. Brian, you want to touch on anything Cowboy related before we move on to the Mavs?
No, man, I'm good with this. I'm just kind of, I was just watching highlights here a little bit of USC. Do you like Jerry Rice's kid?
Brendan Rice?
Brendan Rice.
He's a touchdown guy.
He's a pretty good
player.
I mean,
it seems like every time you watch him, he's catching a touchdown. He is a good player. It's weird because he's not, he's deceptively quick. He doesn't look that fast on tape.
But he separates.
He just finds a way to get behind the defense. He's good.
Sometimes you get these players whose dads, I mean, Marvin Harrison's kid playing, you know. It's great to see their kids play.
Yeah.
It's fun.
But, man, Jerry Rice's kid, he's a good player.
One of my favorite plays from him, I can't remember who it was against, but they run an out route to the end zone to him, and he wins, but he drops the ball. They ran the exact same play right after, and he catches
a touchdown.
I think
it was Washington.
Yeah, Washington, yes. Yeah. I loved it. I was like, that's confidence in the player right there.
What round are we talking with Jerry Jr.?
Second? Third?
I put him in the third.
He's going to be
I'll tell you what, Gavin and Lucius, there are a lot of – this wide receiver draft is deep.
Have you watched Javon Baker, the UCF kid?
No, and somebody tweeted to me about him.
I just watched him yesterday.
Okay.
He's good.
Okay.
He's got a little dance to him, man.
That's what I'm saying. This is a deep group for tackles, wide receivers, corners. Man, I tell you what, if you're looking for those positions, you're in pretty good shape.
I feel like they need to go tackle, center, running back. I might not have a wide receiver available pick until we get to day three. Are we stretching that far?
Well, I'll tell you what, we could stretch it. I think you could stretch it.
You could stretch it to the fourth round.
You could stretch
it. You need to get a damn fourth round pick.
Yeah. Well, you're right about that. That's for sure.
But I think you can stretch to the fourth. Yeah.
On a wide receiver, you can, and maybe even a corner. The center, I think you're going to have, I think there's probably third round you could go center.
And feel okay.
And be all right. Yeah.
The clarification from Todd Archer earlier, the NFL rules on the fifth year option.
I'm glad you're doing this.
It's out of the Cowboys' control. They don't choose to put him at one place or another. It's just where the majority of your snaps were made. So he gets, $2.7 million extra for being a franchise tag, a fifth year option on the edge. Compared to linebacker, which was where he was drafted from.
And he made Pro Bowls too, right? He's made like all pro two times. So I think that ups his ability to make money too.
Incredibly fortunate for the Cowboys to get him where they got him. If it had been known that he was that great of a pass rusher, like if COVID hadn't happened and he rushed the passer in that last year at Penn State, who knows? You know, maybe he gets 8-10 sacks and they're looking at him totally different, but he falls to you. And I think he is one of the players on this team, along with Diggs and Tank and Deron Bland and a few others, that give you the chance to still get it done if you have a perfect budget-free agency. And I think you got to get at least three, maybe four impact players out of the draft. I guess it is possible. But once you move on from Tyron Smith, you're showing your hand right there. You're waving the white flag, and you're scaling out of talent instead of, in. And that's a tough spot to win. Now, the Chiefs were able to win in a rebuilding year. Tampa was scaling out of talent, still made the playoffs. So, you know, it is doable to still have good success if you get a huge bump from your in-house talent. Luka is the second player in NBA history to have a 35-point triple-double and lose in three straight games. He and Russell Westbrook now holding this distinction of guys that were putting up 35-point triple-doubles and losing again and again and again. Is this group around him still not good enough? Is the formula around Luka not good enough? Guys, I'm thinking about this, and I hate to say it, but what can you get for Kyrie Irving this summer? You know, I think the combination of Luka and Kyrie on the court together makes it almost impossible to play good defense as a team consistently. You're trying to hide two guys on defense, and one of them is under 6'3" in Kyrie. I just think it's tough, and that's the conversation I'd be having after 2 years in a row where this didn't work. And you know, if you don't even get a top six seed, you got to be like, holy cow, these next 20 games are going to be huge. I'm looking at Luka and Kyrie and saying, man, not only are you playing for your coach, but you're playing to stay together because we can't do this for a third year in a row. And maybe the one championship model, like what works in Denver with a bunch of other great athletes who can not only shoot or defend, but do those things inside the same player. What do you guys think? Are you up for that at all?
I mean, I'm up for it if it means, I mean, obviously, if he's going to throw a tantrum because you move on from Jason Kidd, I think maybe it's inevitable anyway, you know? So
that'd be a blow up and a half.
I mean, Kyrie's been so damn good here. I would hate to lose him. But at this point, if you can...
You got
to
do something different, though,
you're going to have to. I think your head coach is the issue. I'm getting a little bit sick and tired of hearing about the personnel now because I think the personnel is good enough.
All right.
And if you can't figure out a way to fix this, I think 2 years in a row, if this thing's going to tank in the second half of the season, Jason Kidd's the one that needs to go. But I understand the fear of, okay, well, then how is that going to make Luka and Kyrie feel?
Yeah, I think you're looking at the Lakers and being like, Kyrie, we know you wanted to go there. We're hooking you up, and we're going to get their best like role-playing, defending skill players and try to make something happen. I'm not sure where exactly the other options for Kyrie would be, but he's played great for a year and a half. I think he would have many more suitors than last time around. It's time to go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius Alexander in LA Live.
You didn't do it. No. You went right back to me after that.
What? That was a good take.
We should probably trade Kyrie. Now let's go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius is.
Oh, see, I like to finish with a take. Should Kyrie leave Dallas? All right, Lucius, all right. LA Live.
Fire Jason Kidd. God. Lucius, what do you got for us today?
I'm just a take machine. What can I say?
Thank you for 2011, Jason.
Hey, you did remind me that Jason Witten played for the Raiders.
He did.
Yeah.
I totally forgot.
Yeah.
Almost like the Emmitt Smith situation.
Yes.
It just leaves your mind.
It does.
It's crazy.
I was surprised the Cowboys didn't bring him back after they released him.
Wait, they didn't.
Gold jacket's available.
Watch him. He might be your next head coach.
Yeah, there's some people that are worried about that.
Yeah.
Jason Witten?
Yeah, that's a serious rumor that could have some legs.
Wow.
That's shocking.
Yeah.
Okay, it's pulling a rabbit out the hat.
LA Live.
Yeah. All right, let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares. Time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance to some of everything.
Everybody get high. It's a butt naked Wednesday.
Got a big old booty, and everybody says, she's a fine booty. The booty is where the doo-doo is, boy. Put there by God, just the garbage can. You think the bigger the booty, the finer it is. That's like going to Kmart. You see a big old garbage can, that's the filth. And now we can convince her she walks switching that big old booty and all that. It ain't nothing but doo-doo in there.
It's Butt Naked Wednesdays.
It's the great Dick Gregory right there explaining you to don't be so attracted to that booty. Find out what's in her brain. It's LA Live for March 6, 2024. It's a Butt Naked Wednesday, like I said, here in LA Live. Word to Miss Badu, I too was born underwater with $3.06. Oh yeah, you might laugh because you did not do your math. LA Live is sponsored by Kissable Dental, and that no bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey begins today. Yo, I know the Nissan Altima driver gets a bad reputation.
Yeah.
And they earned it. It's a true thing. It's not a reach. They're pretty bad. They're always all dented up. They had, you know, some accidents previously, and then you're passing by. You just,
yeah.
Okay, I get it.
YOLO.
Yeah, exactly. It's the yo-yo. Lolo. Whoa.
It's the yo-yo.
The YOLO vehicle. But we don't talk about the Chevy Malibu driver enough.
Okay.
They're an awful driver. Chevy Malibu.
Related?
Shine
same,
time.
Same type of
it must be.
MO?
Must be the same MSRP or something. I don't know. Must get the same credit score to get it. I don't know. But man, the Malibu driver is awful. So shine time on you, Mr. Malibu driver. Slow down. And it's usually a girl, too.
Yeah.
It's usually a girl. She's like leaning up on the wheel. She's yoking that thing. Bam, bam. So be careful for that out there, y'all.
I like the Nissan Maxima driver, usually like lean back with one hand on the wheel, a little reclined.
Remember when the Nissan Maxima used to be amazing? The box Nissan Maxima?
Yes. Fantastic.
Bring back that sauce, Nissan.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pathfinder used to be so amazing. Not to say it's not good now, but it used to be so amazing. Chef's kiss back in the day in the 90s. Those Maximums and Pathfinders. Oh, my gosh.
I like the Nissan.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I like the Toyota right now. I want a 4Runner. All right. That has nothing to do with anything. Let's get to some stuff. Question for the Tolos right here. I asked the Tolos a question on Facebook. You can follow me there at Lucius Alexander. I asked this question right here. Tell me something you were dead ass wrong about. Just tell me something you were just dead. Man, I thought I had it. I felt it all the way through my system that was right, but damn, I was dead ass wrong.
I thought the Rangers could not possibly win the World Series.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
You weren't the only one. Tolo said that. The Rangers wouldn't get it done. Let me scratch it off the list. The Rangers would not get it done. And boy, were we wrong.
Yeah, I think at one point I said it was an impossibility.
Oh.
That was before Full Count Carter arrived.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still. He was the savior. But yeah, you doubted it, but they needed that doubt. And you actually tried to carry it over to the Cowboys. Unfortunately, they can't get out of their own damn way. I was balls wrong about Grant Williams being a good fit with the Mavs and also the Mavericks winning the Western Conference.
Grant Williams is awful.
Both of those were bad.
Yeah, he looked like my uncle or something out there hooping, like my 50-year-old uncle out there hooping.
He was horrible. I'm so happy he's gone.
Just trying to crack jokes to make up for the fact that he hasn't made a play in 30 minutes.
It's just hard fouls out there.
Really thought Grant
you know what I'm saying? He's busted out the uniform a little bit.
Yes.
Just looking goofy on his face.
Yeah.
He looks hella goofy, bro.
Yeah. He looks one of the Space Jam guys.
I was so mad seeing him out there.
He was like Draymond Green's brother, who was more goofy and less badass.
How about you, Bryce? You dead ass wrong about something?
Yeah, I was wrong about Luke Schoonmaker being a really good point of attack blocker in the second round for the Cowboys.
Right, you were.
Man, that sticks with you, huh?
Yeah, it does. We'll see if it circles back, but I thought he would be a much better player. I thought he'd be more plug and play, and he really wasn't ready for the assignment. So, really wrong about that.
Lucius, at the start of 2023, you had an LA Live, and you asked for predictions.
Yes.
And I said, Bitcoin's going to 12 grand, and I'm going to buy one. And it promptly rallied 50% immediately. And once again, I was wrong.
You know,
was unable to buy one. Should have bought one at 18 or parts of one at 18.
Parts of one, right?
Yeah. You can buy pieces.
Okay. I didn't know that.
So that was my bad.
Sorry, man.
I know. It was like, hey, it's not going to go for a while, but it was gone. So
predicting the market is a hard thing, especially that whatever that is over there. I don't even know what that's called.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. I don't know what that is. All right, tell me something you were dead ass wrong about. Otolo said, I was out on sushi, then I finally gave it a shot. It was worth it.
No, man. Sushi's good.
Big fan, man.
Love me some sushi.
Tried it a couple of times. I can't even chew it. I'm like, oh my God, this is so bad.
Yeah. It's a texture thing or a flavor? Both.
Both.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had the California rolls. That's probably as far as I've went. Yeah. Thinking I wanted to be grown. I was dead ass wrong about that.
Yeah.
Fat Jack.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I would move back in right now if they let me. How much money I'd save? I'll be flashing on y'all.
Abby's gotten to this point where she's starting to talk to me like I'm stupid. And I'm like, the other day I put my foot down. I'm like, this is not going to continue.
Yeah, no, you got to stop that right now.
Yeah.
You got to stop that right now.
Yeah.
Nip it in the bud, as Barney Fife would say.
Nip it in the bud.
Tell me something you were dead ass wrong about.
My marriages?
That was on the list. Marriage, getting married is on the list for
was
sure.
There's
a lot of Tolos said that one.
Did they?
Ex-boyfriends and marriages and ex-girlfriends and everything. Wow, man.
Poor judge of character, I think.
Boy, what makes us feel like we're so right, though? Sometimes you just feel like, oh, this is the one. You feel so right. Or are you wanting that to be that? I don't know.
It's convenience.
Lack of experience, I think.
I don't think you really know the person.
Yeah, you hadn't seen him.
It's probably a good mixture of all of those things that you're saying right there.
You know what I appreciate now? When people tell me about the red flags, Because I never knew what red flags were.
You gotta watch them.
Yeah.
And you gotta believe in them.
You absolutely.
And stand on it.
The red flags do not lie about people.
No, they do not lie, man.
They do not lie about people. There, my timeline on TikTok is nothing but self-help people telling me, like, you gotta watch this. If you see this, you see this. And I'm like thinking, man, they're not wrong.
Yeah.
They are not wrong about
single man.
Hey, young man, if she has a dirty car, run.
Yeah.
Run! It will never get any better. Yeah. Unless you're used to that type of thing, then hey, you know. I'm just telling you, when the girl's a messy one in the relationship, it's a weird dynamic.
Yeah.
It's a strange
She has a lot of guy friends.
She has a lot of guy friends.
A lot of guy friends. That's another
Those are not your friends.
Those are not
They're
your friends.
They're waiting in line.
They are.
Absolutely.
They're friend zoned. You got what you need, though.
Yeah. Facts. Big facts right there. Tell me something you were dead wrong about. One Tolo said, not much.
Not much.
Well done, sir.
Thanks for calling in, Jerry.
my son's ability in baseball. Damn.
That is kind of shocking. But especially if he's probably spent money on a lot of things, like camps and equipment.
A bat is $300.
You will not. You're right. Glove, all that stuff.
All that.
Yeah. But see, it's so sad when it's, but you're kind of glad when it's over. Because you're like, oh, God, I don't have to do this anymore. Yeah.
Going all the way out to, like, Midlothian or something for a tournament or something. Yes. It's all day.
All day.
You play at 9, then again at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do?
Somehow you pull out a win on a wild pitch. Now you got to hang around till 4.
Hope there's a Bucky's nearby.
Abuses.
Abuses. I love me some
Abuses. As my auntie says. You should be going out of Abuses down there. Tell me something you were dead ass wrong about. One Tolo said, all my hopes and dreams.
Wow, that's sad.
Oh, that's real. If a man loves you, he won't cheat. Yeah. You're wrong.
No, you're wrong about that. Yep.
It has nothing to do with love.
Nothing at all.
We don't know what it had to do with until we get like 55. And we're like, oh.
It's convenience.
Yeah, that part.
Yep.
That part. Yeah. Self-control.
Self-control. Nobody has self-control.
Yeah. Discipline. Really,
discipline's another thing.
And then there's that darn convenience.
Yep.
The man's got to have an opportunity.
Yeah. Oh, wow. She just showed up? Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, she just...
He's not cheating on you because he has no opportunities.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Oh, man. That was the Chris Rock bit, right? A man's only as loyal as his options.
That's it. Bill Clinton.
Loyal to the options.
Yeah. Bill Clinton said, oh, you, come here. Put that stapler down. Tell me something you were dead wrong about. Not buying Bitcoin when it was pennies. There you go, Dawson.
Yeah.
That the G-Bag Nation would fail without Jeffrey.
Thank you.
Rebuilding season.
That Amazon wouldn't last. You were wrong about that one.
Yeah.
They are Acme, basically, out here. Let's see. That the Mavs were a lot better after the trade deadline.
I think we're all guilty of that.
I mean, I've totally fudged that up, boys.
Yeah, I'm just trying to decide now if I'm pathetically hanging on to hope or, like, logically hanging on to hope. That
I think
it could
last
turn.
Night did it for
probably
me.
Pathetic.
That Cowboy fans were smart. I was dead wrong about that.
Oh,
apparently
no.
Somebody...
Cowboy fans have never been smart.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's just trying to troll.
No. We are well aware.
Dead wrong. I thought a lot of people wiped while standing up. I was dead wrong about it.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm a sit.
Did a little lean.
Yeah, lean. A little.
I don't have to do any of that anymore. Just hit that.
Yeah, one day I'll get on with bidet with you.
Hit that bidet, bam, bam, bam. Yeah. I just dry it off. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm ready for a spot for that, by the way.
What do you mean?
Luce is doing some bidet spots.
Yeah,
he should be. He
speaks with passion.
You and Reggie, we need to get y'all in on the
nice and clean
the bidet sponsorship.
Clean, brothers. I thought ham came from cows. I was dead wrong about that. They shouldn't call it a hamburger.
I thought beef came from pigs, too.
Let's see.
Oh, bad joke.
That Jewish thing?
No. We don't eat pigs, though. But I do.
Oh, yeah, this is beef. That's what I'd be doing if I was Jewish.
Larry,
give damn
me
good beef bacon.
Larry,
bacon.
Give me some of those beef ribs. Those are pork ribs. Give me some of those beef ribs, Larry. Yeah. Beef ribs.
Wink,
Larry.
Thank you very much.
Well, no, those are pork ribs, Saul. No, give me some of those beef ribs, Larry.
Tell me something you were dead wrong about. Let me see. Where was I? That starting a campfire with gas is a bad idea. Gasoline.
Man. That's
little bit. A little bit go a long way.
A little bit.
that Jason Kidd would be a good coach.
Had a good run for a year.
I was wrong about Jerry Jones being all in.
That, yeah, there you go.
We're all in with all what we in. Got.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how we're all in. We're all in with what we got already.
We're all we got. We all we need.
We're all in wrong.
Been all in since I bought this team. Yeah. How are you guys thinking?
Single ply toilet paper can't be trusted.
It cannot be. Absolutely not.
It's all under your fingers. You shaking hands and stuff with people. You sniff around like you.
What are those dude wipes? Are those things good?
Yeah.
We doing with those?
They're basically baby wipes.
They're good. Yeah. I good do product. Wonder if they bust the pipes.
Clog up? Yeah. Clog up?
Apologies.
I didn't know where you was going with that.
I
never can be too
either.
Careful.
I just need to stop.
Tell me something you were dead wrong about. Question for the Tolos. You could follow me at Lucius Alexander on Facebook. Buying a motorcycle. Yes. L.A., I was wrong about you.
Oh.
That it was time to move on from Rick Carlisle.
There you go.
I thought I was going
to guy Rick.
Yeah.
He asked again about you guys when I texted him after the game last night. So did tell him about hello again, please.
Do you still think Jeff's on the show?
Nah, I don't think he's good. He knows.
Never,
he likes Lucius.
Never thought Build-A-Bear would stay in business.
Oh, those stuffed animal things you make? You go in there and you're okay. Dang, that did seem like kind of a fad.
Yeah, it's stuck around.
Mall started closing.
I see 806. That's a good one.
Well, say it.
I was wrong about what a rectum was. Oh, wait, that was Wolchuk. Gosh, dang it, that was 4 years ago.
Yeah, man. I need them to participate. I can't see
people
that. I'm
don't
looking
forget,
at the paper.
Man. That was not
see.
A good moment.
Let's see.
I was wrong thinking the raw steak would be easy to eat. That was about a year ago. That was hard.
Yeah, I was wrong about the back waxing. I didn't think it would be that bad.
The drunken days were a lot of fun. I'm not going to say I was wrong about that at all.
No, those aren't bet payoffs. Those are celebratory days.
Those are good.
Somebody said they're like a female's lady parts right now.
Wait, what?
I don't know what that means.
What?
Who? I don't know. Who looks, hey!
They say you look like that?
I don't know. Everybody wants me then. That's the thing. I was wrong about Kyrie. They said he would be a cancer.
That's true.
Yeah, Kyrie's been awesome.
He's been awesome.
Dawson's trying to trade him.
Dak lead us to a Super Bowl?
Yeah. I was thinking about throwing to you right there.
Can I get two Kyries for one?
Let's see. Last one. I thought I was going to stop smoking weed this year.
That ain't happening.
Yeah, it's not happening. That's not happening.
Worth a shot until you realize that you're really not good at coping with stress.
Yeah. until people...
I said I'm fine!
Until people really start to piss you off.
Yeah. Somebody said they were wrong about Latinas.
Yeah.
In what way?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. I want to find out. I've been trying to find out my whole life. All right, I'm pulling out, girls. Lord Willow the Creek, don't rise. That's my time. I'll see you tomorrow on a Thirsty Thursday, right?
Right.
Yeah,
that's right.
All right.
How Lucius about? Alexander, L.A. Live every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, Wolchuk, we have a little sports hodgepodge coming up. Isn't that right?
Are we hodgepodging here?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we absolutely can do that. I'll figure out what we want to do next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.